This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You probably don't think much about this as you're driving about town running errands or whatnot, but the roads and highways beneath our wheels are paid for with taxes, gas taxes. A federal gas tax of 18.4 cents a gallon, unchanged, by the way, since 1993 and not indexed for inflation. And state gas taxes that vary by state. Alaska is the lowest. California is the highest. But the point is that the more fuel efficient that internal combustion cars and trucks get, and in particular, the more electric that vehicles get, the more states are getting worried about how they're going to pay for all those roads and highways. This month, Texas became the latest state to add an additional vehicle registration fee for EVs, $200 in the Lone Star State. Marketplace's Elizabeth Trovall has more now on how the increasing electrification of personal vehicles is paving the way for a new kind of taxes.
For anyone who isn't a big fan of the gas tax, MIT's Jim Aloisi has news for you.
Well, guess what? It's going to go away on its own because we're having this transition to electric vehicles.
Aloisi says state and federal governments should be experimenting with gas tax alternatives because they could be facing major losses.
$25 billion in lost transportation revenues every year.
Most states, Texas being the latest, have imposed some sort of flat additional registration fee for EVs to cover what the state isn't getting in gas taxes. Brianne Glover is with Texas A&M's Transportation Institute.
The difference is you get hit with that tax all at one time versus paying it out over the year per gallon as you use it. But it's supposed to be sort of a replacement dollar-wise.
A flat fee may even out on the government side of things, but Eric Mueliger with UC Davis says that for the driver,
that levying an annual fee on an electric vehicle is going to be much more expensive on a per mile basis for someone who drives that electric vehicle a little bit relative to someone who is putting lots of miles on that electric vehicle.
That's why Douglas Schinkel with the National Conference of State Legislatures says some states are trying out other models that charge per mile.
You could do it through an odometer reading. There are things that you can plug into your vehicle.
Another option, taxing kilowatt hours at charging stations. Though Garrett Schroed with the Eno Center for Transportation says that has its pitfalls because
80% of electric vehicle charging happens at the home and not at public chargers.
Though he says it could be a good option for states that have lots of visitors. I'm Elizabeth Trovall for Marketplace.